Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the chair. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman, Michael Novick, Manisha Saba, Raul Salvador,
present.
Barbara Wipperman. Well, we have five. Let me go back. Lydia Brazon?
I think you're not counting yourself, R. Paul.
I did.
This is Barbara.
Okay, that'll do it then. One, two, three, four, six. Okay, with Barbara at six, we have a quorum.
Great. We're on to agenda approval. I sent a revised agenda proposal out a couple of, slightly over an hour ago. Is anybody not have access to their electronic documents needs to be walked through the revisions? I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Barbara Wipperman moves to approve the agenda. Any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. We are on to minutes approval. Did I miss anything, R. Paul, or do we not yet have minutes?
No, we don't have minutes from last week yet.
Okay.
So Tony. Tony on the line.
Welcome, Tony. We're now on to central service adjustments. And this is a conversation we started last week. We promised to come back with concrete language on how to do this. Everyone who's not speaking, please mute your phone. Thank you. So what I incorporated into the revised version of the agenda I sent out is an option A, B, and C. And this is all based on our discussion that made it sound like the National Office could afford to lower central services from 17% to 15%. Option A calculates things exactly the same and lowers it to 15%. Option B does that, but creates it as a fixed expense. So in other words, every station will be held to the central service calculation in its budget, whether it outperforms or underperforms its fund drive. The goal would be to create more predictability for the national office. And option C is to do a fixed expense the same way, but to base it on the prior year's numbers. And that would be a procedure under which in the future we can have the national office go first on budgeting, whittle their expenses down, and then give all of the stations a fixed amount to budget. Several, I know KPFA, are kind of holding their breath over what we adjust our central service levels to this year, because that makes the difference between their budgets balancing or not balancing without cuts. So that's what's in the agenda. Any discussion on this topic or preferred options?
Sounds like we've lost you, Brian.
I've got Barbara. Who else?
Yeah, Jim.
I've got Barbara and Jim. Who else?
Tony.
Barbara, Jim, and Tony.
I'm just getting online. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Michael,
you want to get on
the deck? I'm not sure. I'm trying to catch up with the agenda and the options. I'm just looking at them.
We'll roll through the three on stack, and I'll open the stack again. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, one thing that isn't here, and maybe we're not going to include it as an alternative, is basing it instead on lister support on expenses. I kind of like that idea. And I prefer the business of taking the whatever figure from the previous year and make percentages and apply it to the year that we will then use it as a monthly expense.
Thank you, Barbara. Jim's next.
Okay, I'm still going back to a question I had at the last meeting about why we need this change, because it seems like over the last number of years, the problem has not been setting how much central office gets. The problem is the stations don't pay what they owe. And I don't see, no matter which one of these three that would be chosen, how failure to pay what's owed is going to help central services, the central office, have a more stable income. Any of these three choices is still going to have that same problem, and it may just be putting a new set of curtains on the window. But I just don't see how anything is really going to change what we already have.
Thank you, Jim. Tony's next.
I kind of like the fix, the set, having it as a set cost, personally. I think that would be that way. We'd know what we got to pay and budget for and just have a set cost. That's just my opinion. Set expense.
Okay. Stack's back open.
This is Lydia.
I have Lydia. Who else? Michael, did you want to get on Stack? Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Can you hear me? Because I'm on my Zoom, so I can still take it
we
off.
Can.
Oh, it's echoing, though. All right, hold on a second. Hello?
Lydia, you're up. Okay, or Lydia's not up. Sounds like we may have dropped her. To answer your question, Jim, I don't think any of these address the failure to pay question. The only thing that the fixed payments would address is variability. The problem is, as I see it, that we're trying to take central services down to a break-even position for the national office. There's no reason we would want the national office to start piling up large surpluses. But if we budget tightly for the national office, then the risk they run is that if their central service calculations are based on overly optimistic budgets at the stations, then they're left in the lurch because they're getting a percentage of what the stations bring in. So it addresses a problem, but not, and I think you're right about that being a very major problem, not the one you highlighted.
Raul Salvador, the stack.
And this is Lydia. Sorry, I lost the connection somehow.
Okay. I've got Lydia. I've got Raul. Anyone else for stack?
Or Paul.
Or Paul.
Michael.
Anyone else for stack? All right. The stack is currently Lydia, Raul, R. Paul, and Michael. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So I think the reconfiguration of central services helps us to delineate and understand where monies are going, what budgets are based on, and so forth. And it becomes more accurate because it really is tied to your expenses. There have been times in the past, for example, thinking back to when we owed $4 million, and then we were raising money like crazy. And as we raised the money with the same percentage going to national office, with those large chunks of money coming in, the staff at the national office grew exponentially. So that, you know, that is one of the reasons that if we know and we see up front what they need to function for the next year, and we tie our central services to that, it helps the stations. having said that, at some point in the future, not necessarily right now, because I'm going to research it and see where this started, I have no idea where the notion that we have to separate out money that is income from the listeners and only consider that listener income what comes in during the fund drive. It seems to me if I give $10,000 to the station, which I wish I could right now, but anyway, I am a listener, and so it really is their money. I don't know if it causes more confusion, more staff time to delineate everything other than earmark money, let's say for a transmitter, whatever, special use money, restricted funds, in other words. Other than that, at some point, I hope we go to where we take in less central services, but based on everything the station takes in other than that restricted fund money, which, you know, is a never. Anyway, but for the moment, I do support the notion of tying it to actual previous expenses so that we have more accurate central services. Also, I want to point out that, again, back in the day, in like 2002, 2003, the increase to what the central services is right now was articulated as being temporary because we owed that large debt. And it was never brought back to what it was before, so it was a couple of percentages less. That's it.
Thank you, Lydia. Next, I have Raul.
Okay. The notion of having a fixed amount of a predetermined fixed amount of central services, I think will facilitate, I think, in response to Jim Boyd's question. There's been issue in the past where the national office just take advances of the central services per se, like without actually accounting for what's left and how much central services needs to be paid to the central services by any station. So what happened is, for example, last year the national office will call KPFK in Los Angeles, hey, give us $40,000, we need this money, but they're not really accounting how much is KPFK ahead of the advances to the national office. With this new fixed dollar amount, we know if we allocate $300,000 to KPFK, that's about $25,000 a month. And we know if we go over the $25,000 a month in advances, we know that the following month we cannot collect any more money from them. On the same token, every station can manage their cash properly if they know that their central services will be $20,000 a month. So they could allocate that $20,000 and they could give that to the national office on a monthly basis, on a regular basis, so that there's no question of who's ahead and who's not. So it's easily trackable with respect to the central services. And Lydia really brought up a good point about the past, and with our budgeting process, we haven't really accounted for the past two bills that that the national office is facing right now. The budget for 2015 only refers to what is actually going to be required to operate the national office for 2015, but not actually knowing what is going to be needed to pay off the past, the older balances prior to the 2015. It will probably help if we have some kind of cash reserve added on to the cash requirement of the national office at this point. And that's it.
Next, I have our Paul.
Okay. I kind of agree with Jim. We're setting things up in this formalistic manner, and we're not paying attention to the reality that various of the stations are struggling and not paying the thing. You know, if you set up, say, yes, and you have to pay X amount a month, or however you want to do it, and people don't pay it, well, then you're looking at a problem that isn't. And so I don't know why it would change from what it's supposed to be. The listener support thing, I recall coming in, it was years ago, and that's in order to allow the stations to raise money in other ways other than over the air, in order to, help themselves out. And the basic idea, as I recall it, and I mean, this is long before I think this is from before we had this current governance structure. As I recall, it was a thing where it was thought this is the proper way to do it because it's a network and it's a radio network and we should get, we should basically tithe the stations regarding what they're getting over the air like that. It was also thought to be the fair way to do it. I do recall well, pardon me, that years ago when they upped the levy, so I remember that too, the levy suddenly jumped, I forget how many years ago, but quite a while ago, and it had been lower than grand total of 19.5%. So there have been adjustments in the past, and the 19.5% is up from where it had been long ago, but it's what we've been living with. I think we need to basically look at what kinds of things we should be going for, and I think listener support is probably more predictable than other stuff, because the off-air fundraising is up and down and hard to predict, whereas the on-air fundraising is at least a little bit predictable. We have, something of a handle on that. So that's what I think.
Next, I have Michael Novick. Michael, you've got to take mute off.
Am I audible now?
You are. But now we're not hearing you.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay. I can't figure out the star, red compound one symptom. Sometimes working, sometimes not. Okay. So I guess my feeling is that in all three options, we say beginning in fiscal year 2015, central service shall be set at. And I don't really agree with that. I think that the significance of this year is that we're looking at what does the national office need to do what it has to do. And I think that's the correct way to budget in general, both for the national office and all the stations. What is it we're trying to accomplish? What are the resources you need to accomplish that? And how will we raise them? As far as I understand, the national office now has sort of three or four income streams. One is the affiliates, two is the sidebands, three is any fundraising it does on its own, and four is central services from the stations. And I think that it's important that central services from the stations be a part of the national office budgeting, because I think in the past, when the national office goes back before the current governance system, but when the national office and national board can kind of cut themselves loose from the stations, essentially by getting sources of funding apart from the listeners, is when a lot of the problems with corporatization kick in. So I think it's important to keep that history in mind. What I would like to say is that in fiscal year 2015, central services shall be set at 15% of the prior year's listener support for two reasons. One is that we know what the prior year's listener support was, and two, I think we should look at it on a year-to-year basis based on what do we need the national office to accomplish, how much money is that going to take, and where is it going to come from. And so we are interested in growing the affiliates program, and maybe some funds are needed for that. We should budget for that. We're interested in improving the national office's capacity to do some fundraising of its own, and so it's going to make a budget for that. I think I heard Raul say, and I agree, that there should be a reserve fund for the national office, because in the case that a certain station can't meet its thing, there has to be some other fallback funds to make sure we can meet payroll in the national office at a minimum. And I think we should have the same model for the stations in general. We should look at what is the station trying to accomplish? How is it trying to grow its listenership, grow its audience, grow its listener support? And what is it going to take to do that? And how can we raise that money? And so I think having the national office set its budget not based on what can be gotten from the stations, but what is needed, is the right way to do it. And I think that should be on a year-to-year basis. Each year, set a goal for what the national office needs, and then to figure out how to meet that goal. I'm in favor of setting it in relation to a percentage of the previous year's listener support, because we know what those figures are. At that point, this year is over, maybe the second prior fiscal, whatever we have the solid figures for, to know what the amount of money the national office is going to need, and then what percentage of a certain figure that's prorated for the stations based on their size, essentially, which is what the listener support does, what will that be? So that's what I figure.
So to clarify, you're arguing in support of option C, but to strike the word beginning.
Yeah, to say in fiscal year 2015.
Okay. Anybody else to stack?
Barbara.
I've got Barbara. Who else? Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I have two things, and I'll try to be brief, but I want to say something about what Lydia said a few minutes ago, bringing up the issue of what is actually listener support. And as I understand it, the whole concept of assessing our listener support is useful for the CPB calculations. And the crucial word that we don't often say is solicited. In other words, what we have to solicit, meaning on-air fundraising, or mail-out letter fundraising, what we have to solicit from listeners in order to support the work of the station. And I guess it's been just was easy to use those same calculations in deciding what needed to be contributed to the running of the national office. And it really doesn't seem to me that it needs to be based on the money we raise. I think if you were to take, after the year is complete, the total cost of the of all the programs, and assign a percentage, one station has more of the expense and the another has a little less, you know, a certain percent, that grid of percentages could then be applied to this budget that the national office figures out what it needs to operate. And I think Michael is right when he talks about it's good to have the national office, and Raul says too, have a budget that they know ahead of time what they need to spend in order to operate. And if we could apply the percentages of the amount of expense that everyone has contributed to the total expense of the network, that just makes much more sense to me than tying it to just the listener support. I hope I worked out my points in there. I think I'm very much against broadening the category of all kinds of support or revenue that we get into this category of listener solicited listener support. I think if we are ever going to have CPB money again, leaving that definition tied to that kind of program is fine.
Michael, back to the sec.
Go ahead, Michael.
If I understand you correctly, Bob, you were talking about basing it on the expenses, and to me that's effectively the same thing as cutting it loose from listener support. So the logic of listener support for me is twofold. One is it does correspond to the CPB, as you said. The other is that it's essentially a way to prorate the costs for the national office based on sort of the size and impact of the station. A smaller station with less listener support will therefore have a smaller obligation for the national office. A larger station with more listener support will therefore have a larger obligation for the national office. That seems fair to me. If you base it on expenses, that could be widely variable based on, do you own your building or not? What is the cost for your transmitter? What are your capital costs in a given year? And that's going to fluctuate with no relationship to the size of the station or its listenership. So to me, setting it based on the listener support in the previous year, which is a known fixed sum, and setting it at whatever percentage of that will cover the needed expenses of the national office is a logical way to do it. Other mechanisms, I think, introduce too many other factors. One year you might have a big, the grant campaign or a very effective development program, for the next year not. And that's going to, change dramatically. Your listener support, hopefully, will be growing steadily, making more money available based on a strategy of growth for increasing what the national office can take on to help the stations grow in the future. That's it.
Okay. And I just want to clarify, the CPB, listener support is not a category to the CPB. The multiplier in their community service grants is total non-federal financial support. So as far as they're concerned, foundation grants, event income, those all count.
I thought they had a thing about what your percentage of the listening audience is.
They do have a multiplier by audience size and a separate multiplier by total non-federal financial support in their formula. And they have an audience size threshold for eligibility. Rel, do you have a preference of the options?
I'm leaning towards the option C, merely because it's really a predetermined, easier to track central services, method of allocating central services. Like I said, there's other views where, you base it on total revenue or base it on listener support. But I think historically, if you use historical numbers for the previous contribution or what was actually built to each station, that would probably be a good basis to allocate those percentages. As long as it's, what we're trying to accomplish is fiscal responsibility of the national office. We have a certain funding requirement for the national office, and that the radio station will contribute to that fund, and it's a predetermined fund, so it's easier to manage from the viewpoint of the radio station. And they know exactly their commitment or their obligation to on a month-to-month basis. So therefore, we will avoid having to scramble for funds to pay bills, and then we can also manage the funds here at the national office at the same time, be able to provide support to the station if they need to. If they need some assistance in their funding as well.
It strikes me that if we're going to go with option C, we will need to make at least some revision, because when we go through budgets, we don't have a full prior year's listener support figure available to us. So we could change it to 2 years prior, or we could change it to the 12-month period preceding production of the budget.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
I created a spreadsheet that I could probably send to the group that kind of do the historical 4 years of listener support, and we could do an average of that, or we could do the last two, or the last year, the 2013 unaudited, or the 2012 audited. But I could send this out and see if we could arrive at, like I said, it's when we apply the percentages, we probably would need to see whether we're going to arrive at that magic number for the national office. So,
R. Paul, is that?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, if we're going to... One of the things is, if we're going to base things on a prior year, will it be based on the audit? Because, you know, those things seem to take a while. And if we base it on unaudited figures, those seem to change a bit. I mean, you know, I'm still waiting for an explanation for why there's $25,000 supposedly spent by the WBAI LSB in June. You know, we could end up with looking at things and saying, well, okay, it looks like it's this. And then later on it turns out it's not that, and it creates a problem. Or it could be that we'd say, well, later on we say we base it on something, on an unaudited number, and then the audit comes in and it's significantly different. Well, the station is going to want to say, well, if it's higher, if we've been paying a higher rate than we really ought to be, then we're paid up by now. And suddenly the national office is going to think it's getting X, but it's going to be getting X minus 15% or something, and that could throw plans into the bit bucket. So I think that's something we have to consider, is if we're going to base something on prior year, it's going to have to have some sort of adjustment in it, because it's not going to be audited, it's going to be unaudited, obviously, and some of these figures are kind of mobile.
Barbara?
I've got Barbara. Anyone else for STAC?
Michael?
Go ahead, Barbara.
I can tell I'm probably the only one who likes the idea of tying this to expenses, but I want to make a couple more comments about that. I can see that there is some wisdom in maybe separating out capital expenses. The point that Michael brought up a few minutes ago, and you know, about if you have a very large, some transmitter problem or something. The thing about attaching it to prior years, I liked what Raoul just mentioned, maybe taking a four-year average and using that to determine what percent each station should contribute toward the maintenance of the national office. And I think that can be done with either looking at expense totals or at listener support. And I would suggest, if we're going to make this change, and I think it is a good idea to do one of these, I would be satisfied with option C. But I, as you know, prefer considering the idea about measuring our expenses. I wish that maybe the first year or two, both methods should be tracked. I mean, we could make the calculations of what it would be if we were dividing up the expenses
look at what kind of problems that might raise or not, and then even if we were using the listener support totals to arrive at some kind of percentage of support that the stations should each contribute to the national office.
And last on stack, I have Michael.
Yeah, so I like the idea of looking at an average of several years. My suggestion would be looking at, let's say, the three previous audited years and then calculating what percentage, as Raul said, will hit that magic number, whatever it is, to cover the national office expenses apart from what they're getting from the affiliates and from the sidebands. And if people want to look at what the difference would be between looking at total expenses or total revenues or just listen to support and see what it comes out at, kind of relative to the size of the station. My concern about expenses is I think many of the stations have been essentially operating a deficit for a number of years and have expenses that have been met not by their listener support. And so that's... I don't want to compound that problem with setting a financial responsibility for the national office that is not commensurate with what their capacity to raise funds actually is, because to me that's a recipe for not being able to meet it. So I'd rather set it as something that is realistically they can meet it because they've met that level of listener support over a period of time, and there's a reason why they can't continue to meet at least that level of listener support. So that we might suggest that we look at, let's say, the three previous audited years, how much listener support did each station have, what's that average, what percentage of that will actually cover the expenses we're trying to cover in the national office, and, you know, set it at that. I think that will be very palatable to both the management and the stations in general, and that's a logical way to do it, and it will probably be a somewhat reduction in what they were anticipating having to pay, whether they could pay it or not. So rather than having like KPSD arbitrarily say, well, we're just going to pay less, we could have a case that we can make, well, we're reducing it and reducing it in this way, and it reflects what you have raised over the previous period of several years. You should be able to raise it.
Raul to the stack.
I've got Raul on stack, and Raul, I'm going to jump myself ahead of you.
Sure.
Kind of looking at the numbers you just sent out.
Yes.
You know, the only thing that might present a problem with doing these prior year calculations is that there can be big swings in listener support based on timing of the fall fund drives, whether they bunch up in one fiscal year or not.
Well, this is going to be a historical figure. If you base it on these historical figures, is it my floor now?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, I sent out some historical figures pertaining to listener support by itself from the 2010 audited, 11 audited, 12 audited, and the unaudited 2013. I also included the second batch of information for the gross revenue, total revenue, as well as the billed central services for each of the station for those 4 years. And on the first listener support, it just gave us an average of each of the radio station's listener support for the 4 years, which is more or less the same as last year's 2013's unaudited figures. And it's not too much from the 2012. So it is a reasonable figure. However, the only thing on the listener support is that WBAI skewed numbers are not taking account the difficulty of BAI with respect to their higher operating costs, and so therefore their ability to pay is very limited therefore, what I showed on the third set of information on central services, I put what was billed in the previous 4 years, and this was taken into account the actual the percentage that was applied to WBAI, which was a reduced 7%, and therefore, as you can see, as opposed to the first two set of information based on revenue, on central services, WBAI contributed only 19% of the total, while in the previous computation it was between 24%. So what I was trying to propose was, if our number is, the magic number is 1,383,000, then the percentage of allocation, as you can see on the total in the central services, like 394,000 would be allocated to KPFA, 412 to KPFK, 132 to KPFT, 258 to WBAI, and WPFW would be $185,000. That would be equal to the national office funding requirements. So that's going to be like what we could use as a budget figure for the national office central services. So it can be divided into 12 over the fiscal year. And so at least they have that already planned each month for each of the stations. That's why I call it an option D. It's like an actual option C that is more computed based on the fixed numbers.
Michael, to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
So the percentages in column G are not percentages of the of anything at the station. They're what percentage of the total central services were paid by that station.
Correct.
Could you do a quick calculation of what the that result is?
What?
A quick calculation of what how the result that you came up with there corresponds to a percentage of either gross revenue or
sure listener support.
Listener
I can do that.
Support.
Okay. All right, here it is. So the 394,000 is actually 14% of the average listener support above the 2773. The 412,000 for KPFK is actually 14% also. So is KPFT is 14%. BAI is at 10% and PFW is at 15%. If you divide the 394,540 by 2773 above 316, that would be 14%. And it's really amazing how each of these, the first three stations, KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT, had 14% each, and then WBAI had 10%, and PFW has 15%.
So I think my suggestion would be to tickle A, K, and T up a little bit and tickle W down a little bit, make them all 14 and a half, and then you have a little bit of reserve for the national office. And let BAI, you know, take the break at 10% per year and see what happens to their expenses and capacity to carry the full load if they reduce transmission costs and stuff like that, right, and so on in the next year.
Okay, folks, we need to get to some kind of conclusion on this, and it needs to be in the form of a motion, and a motion that can be distributed to people who draw budgets in such a way that they will understand it. I hope it will not include the word tickled. Most of our discussion has focused on variance on option C here. What I think we're coming around to is would read as follows. In fiscal year 2015, central services shall be set at 15% of the average prior 3 years audited listener support. Central services for WBAI shall remain at 7% of the average prior 3 years listener support, audited listener support.
So it looks like the net is 10, so...
managed 10?
Yeah, well, we're saying that the figure actually paid amounts to about 10% of their average support, so...
So you think 15% for the four station and then 8% on...
Well, in 2013, they certainly didn't do 10%.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you only get higher when you average in the years before their levy was lowered. And...
Okay.
I don't fully understand or agree with the decision to lower WBAI's levy in the first place, but it seems like that's a discussion for another time. They've adjusted themselves to operating with one number. We can't change it abruptly without creating serious problems there.
Yeah. I just did some quick calculation. I did the 15% for the four station and then 8%. That would just take me to 1,387,000 versus that would take me to basically what the amount is, 1,388,387. And you could, I could send this out and then see if you could look at this.
Yeah, please.
What is I? I think that's the question.
What is it? What?
What is the percentage for WBAI?
8% is what I use.
Okay.
Let me send this out.
Brian, this is Lydia. So is that the motion?
Give us a second to see what Raul is sending out.
Oh, okay.
And if we get a motion, I would hope somebody would email it real fast.
I'm right there with you, Arpal. I just want to make sure.
It's sent.
This is Marcus Jatter. I'm sorry I've joined late.
Welcome back, Marcus.
Yes.
So this is the yellow columns at the very bottom right-hand corner of the spreadsheet?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's average of the three audit years, not 2013?
Oh, I could change that. Let's see.
Cause 2013
no, I did the four. I think I did the four, which is basically... not matter that much because it's almost the same $10 million of the 2013 audited. But I just used that average for the 4 years.
Okay. I think because prior year is always going to be a forecast. Oh, I see. 2013's prior year as well.
Right.
And it should be audited by this point. All right. So do we want to do a four-year average or a three-year average?
Three audited.
Well, 2013 should have been audited by now. It's a special problem there. We're not talking about 2013. We're not talking about the current year.
All right.
Barbara with a comment.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I think since Raul has done it this way, with 4 years, seems to be comfortable with that, and this would be a new process.
I think we should have it open to change later if it's needed, but just do it the way he's figured it out now.
Okay. Here is resolution language that reflects what Raul just sent out. In fiscal year 2015, central services shall be a fixed cost set at 15% of the prior 3 years, 2010 through 2013, listener support. For WBAI, central services shall be set at 8% of that average.
2010 through 2013 is 4 years.
Yeah, it's because it's 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah, the 3-year average will deliver a higher total for central services.
Oops. Sorry, it's 4 years. Error on my part.
Yeah, 2013 is the lowest total for any given year of the four.
Right. So it will just increase the...
I just reset it with the 3 years, adjusted to 4 years.
Is that the only difference?
Yeah. Like $17,000, $16,000 difference.
So I'll make that a motion. In fiscal year 2015, central services shall be a fixed cost set at 15% the prior 4 years. Damn it, I didn't put the word average in there. This is the problem with writing on the fly.
Well, just, you know, for one word, just plug it in verbally and I can shove it in here.
I just resent it.
Okay.
I'll read what I just sent.
Do you have the offset for the AI in there?
Yes. The motion is now, in fiscal year 2015, central services shall be a fixed cost set at 15% of the prior 4 years' average annual listener support. For WBAI, central services shall be set at 8% of that average.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a problem with including numbers that are not audited, like 2013. How can we make the stations make a budget based on a number that is not audited yet?
Sorry, how can we what?
Can we make the stations provide a budget with 2013, for example, that is an amount that is not being audited?
Well, make business decisions based on forecasts of unaudited numbers all the time. I mean, if you want to change the policy, we just trade audited numbers for less recent numbers. That's the trade-off.
Okay.
This is Barbara with a comment.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I was just going to say something to Adriana about it's not only based on unaudited year, but it's the unaudited year mixed with the older one. Under those circumstances, I think it's okay. I think it's a good idea to have the more recent trend represented in this calculation.
And I mean, the year is really consistent with the three prior audited years.
So are we looking
I like this. I like the idea of averaging because it'll take out some of the unpredictability of using just 1 year's figures. And particularly the weird things we get once fund drives bunch up in fiscal years.
Marcus, I have a question.
Sure, go for it, Marcus.
Sorry I'm late. I know you guys have probably already gone through this. Why is BAI's number different?
BAI's number, I don't know when, maybe 2 years ago, Arpal?
Maybe three?
2 or 3 years ago was lowered by the national board. I don't know that any of us were on it at the time, but it was lowered to 7% for the national office rather than 17% for the national office. Without speaking to whether that was a good idea or not, I think it's pretty clear we can't put it back up all at once without blowing a giant hole in their operating structure. But this would represent a very slight incremental increase.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Is there any opposition to this motion in its current form?
This Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Again, I keep going back to the fact that the way central services is calculated is not the problem; it's payment. And I really don't see much difference in the three if the cash isn't on the table in the central office, national office. And I would rather use this existing system until we know that there is some stability in payments actually being made to the national office. And once that's done, and once we know that there's at least a steady stream of money coming through, I think at that point it would be a better process to slice it and dice it and decide perhaps a different process to use to get the money on the desk.
Michael, do this back.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, it's related in the sense that I wanted to ask, we're not saying beginning in this year, we're just saying in this year, so it's like a one time, and then we'll see how it works. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Jim, I think you know, you're right that that is the main problem. However, we're also trying to deal with a separate problem. Many of us, most particularly your station, want to see the central service levy lowered. The way that seems to make sense to do that is to lower it to reflect the national office's actual need, not just to keep using the same percentage every year, whether it meets their need or not. To do that, we need a budgeting process that lets us start our budgeting cycle by look at their proposed expenses in the national office and then tell the stations what their central services are going to be based on that.
So the percentage will change every year?
Hopefully lower. Yeah.
Okay. Then perhaps that should be placed in that motion also, so there is an expectation next year that the 15 and the 8 may or may not be changed, and it won't be a fixed amount. Because if it's not in the motion, those figures, those percentages will be used next year.
It says in the motion for fiscal year 2015, so I think. So the motion itself doesn't say going forward. It just says for fiscal year 2015. So doesn't commit anything for next years or anything.
Michael, do the second.
That's right. It's creating a practice. Go ahead, Michael.
Maybe we've added the language to meet the expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income.